She's the media maven with her finger on the pulse of the heartbeat of Chicago. If it's happening in the Windy City, she's got you covered. Now here's the lady that puts the fun in fundraising, Candid Candace Jordan.
Ho, 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 everyone. I am so, so excited. This is our very first Christmas holiday show, and we have got so much fun for you. We're going to talk about Christmas memories. We've got some Christmas music. We have a real elf we're going to talk to. And of course, I have my absolutely fabulous co-host, who is also a known Santa figure, John St. Augustine.
I am undercover Santa.
You are. But well, not you did anymore. It for 20 years. You
20 were Santa years. Yeah.
You know, tell me a little bit about that story, because, you know, I read that on your Facebook page and it was so adorable. And I mean, you did it. It's in your book.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Every moment matters. It's also in your book. But you started a Santa in 1980.
Yeah. So I went in the service in 1980, United States Coast Guard, very proud veteran of the aviation wing of search and rescue. And so I did that. And the first duty station I was at, it was right outside of Chicago at Glenview Naval Air Base, which no longer exists. And they needed a Santa for the Christmas party. And of course, I volunteered, which you should never volunteer when you're in the service for anything. But this was a good this was a good thing to volunteer for. And all I remember is that somewhere they came up with this kind of ratty Santa suit. It was really, really bad, you know, nasty, you know. But my mom, God bless her, she, you know, mom's got the magic touch. Mm-hmm. And she spruced it up and put some white cuffs on there and things and found a sprig of like holly and got me white gloves. And I went out and bought a new beard, and I was looking pretty good. The pictures on Facebook, you know, they were all right.
You look very realistic, John.
It's kind of scary, really.
Really? I mean, you made a really good, and you had your grandma's glasses.
Yes,
on.
I still have them right here on my desk, my grandma's glasses. Yeah, and
I
so,
love it.
You know, and back then I needed padding. I don't need padding anymore, but back then I needed a couple of pillows. And I remember, you know, walking in, and at first a couple of the people I served with were like, who's this guy? Because, you know, I didn't look like myself. I was pretty well, you know, covered up. And we had just one heck of a time. And I have pictures of, you know, my commanding officers sitting on my lap and a bunch of guys I served with. And some of them aren't here anymore, so they're extra special. And of course, as things progressed and you're in the service, you know, we had some Christmas cheer, Candace.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'm really well aware of Christmas cheer.
101 proof, basically.
Oh, well, you know a little better than I about that.
But, let's get right to it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it was a really interesting night, and that led to a couple people at the base asking if I would do it again next year, or the next day was first one, and I did it for some guy's kid, and next thing you know, old Jed's a millionaire, and back and forth we were going, and it just kind of went that way, and I ended up away from home for 20 years on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. I went to every, if it was in Chicago or some of the other places I was stationed as a temporary duty assignment, I volunteered to do Santa. A lot of the guys, especially in the Chicago area, they went home for Christmas, so I took the duty for them.
Aww.
And I got a chance to do this. And it was, I was at, you know, hospitals with kids and breakfast with Santa. And I'm going to tell you something, you know, very driven to at least do something, what I can do where I'm at with what I have, to push back on how shitty life can be sometimes for people. And you put on a Santa rig and people light up. They don't care who you are, where you're from. So many stories. And as you mentioned, it's a whole chapter in my second book, Every Moment Matters, about the people I visited. And this, I'll never forget, I don't remember the young girl's name. For 12 years, I went every Christmas Eve. And their house was so decorated. You would have loved it. It was right up your alley. Yeah. And I watched this little kid from about 5 to about 13.
Oh, for God's sakes. And you don't remember
No, I sure don't. And her grandmother was a hoot. She had no teeth. And Granny was trying to figure out how I knew her name. How do you know my name? She'd say, well, because I'm Santa Claus, you know.
That works for everything. Yeah.
Sure. And so it was just a lot of fun. And it went for 20 years. And then my kids were, you know, my son was born in 93. My daughter was born in 1988. So it's already kind of getting to where they're getting older by the time 20 years had passed. And the last stop, which is always gets me, especially because I've had a little Christmas cheer today.
good.
That was the last stop. I was in their bedroom. They were just little kids, and I'm in the dark, and I'm all dressed, and they had no idea it was their dad.
Oh, really?
And the bells on my wrist, man, and the holly and the beard and the whole thing, and hugs and cookies, and yeah, it was just...
What were their Christmas wishes? Do you remember?
Back then, I think they both wanted more teeth. And the funny thing is, our favorite book was The Tooth Book by Dr. Seuss, and I would read that. So I read the Dr. Seuss or a tooth book with them as Santa. And it was just the best thing. So, yeah. And then,
that's great.
And in the book, I won't unveil it all here, but in the book, there's this, when I decided to stop being Santa, I didn't tell anybody except my wife at the time. Uh-huh. And a guy showed up at the door at midnight dressed as Santa looking for a John.
Oh.
Yeah, it's
what?
A lot longer. Yes, it was a lot longer involved than that. So to me, that was my payback, I think, for 20 years of going out and doing the Kris Kringle thing.
Oh, goodness. Well, you know, you named three stages in a man's life.
Yes. Yes.
Say those. I love that.
I think it was, let me see if I can get, I think Roy Brown was the guy that this is originally attributed to.
I loved it.
Yeah. And the three stages of a man's life was, number one, he believes in Santa Claus. He doesn't believe in Santa Claus. He is Santa Claus.
And then there's one more. You look like Santa Claus.
Well, that's me now. Yeah. I don't need any padding, and I don't need to, I got enough white in my face to pull it off, but. I look back on those pictures and think of that time and the hundreds of kids and all the homes and all the gifts. And I went into a bank one day cause they hired me to go in and talk to the bank president and have him sit on my lap. And you should have seen the security guy. He thought I was there to rob the place. We stand there with his hand and his gun the whole time. I gave him a big, big candy cane on the way out the door, but it was just a lot of fun. And I've always enjoyed doing that. So I have a special affinity for Santa Clauses and elves in my life.
Oh, well, speaking of elves, I'm glad you brought that up. We're going to have a lot more holiday cheer, but we're going to talk to an elf, and he is the real elf. I swear to you, I know that he is a real elf. And he's also the head of public relations for the North Pole's Midwest Division of Holiday Cheer. and he does random acts of Christmas all over, and not just Chicago. And, I mean, I've seen him in action. I've never seen anybody put a smile on people's faces like he does. And his name is Tommy Hall, the real elf, and we have him here. Hi, Tommy.
I mean, could I just start Friday and the weekend with both of you? I mean, just talk about Christmas.
Oh,
it just makes me so happy. I'm just so, so thrilled to be here, and I can't thank you both enough. And I'm just, like, just John, like, hearing the stories, and Candace, like, over the years. It's been so much fun. This is my 11th season, and I still have the same onesie. I only have one.
God, you're lucky you haven't gained weight.
It's like, trust me, it's Body by Milk and Cookies. It's like the
sister
of the traveling. It's a sister of the traveling pants, but it's the little onesie that could and is still going for.
That's for sure.
For all intents and purposes, it's been such a yellow brick road of blessings that I get to do this.
Well, Tommy, I'm in LA right now. We're going to talk about that in a minute, but I want you to share a little bit first about your background and how you became known as the real elf so the people that don't know who you are know a little bit more about how you came to this.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I guess I just is probably always in me, but I was actually, it's really interesting because I actually was an elf growing up. I grew up in the suburbs of Chicago in Clarendon Hills, and I have a mom, my dad, and then I have a younger brother. And I always say the apple doesn't fall from the tree. My dad was actually a clown in a college ski troupe, like he was Bobo the Clown, and you know where the boat would like go off, and then the clown would fall out, you know, kind of like Tommy Bartlett's water show and stuff.
Yeah.
And we always used to go to this big, huge Christmas house in the suburbs in Downers Grove, and it was on CBS News every year. And we went there every year. And then my dad, we just kind of became friends with the family who put these lights on. And then my brother and I became elves up until I was in eighth grade, like sixth through eighth grade. And then I was like, I cannot be an elf in high school. That will ruin my social life. And then, so I kind of retired it, you know, like I was like, okay. And then it just was, and then 2012 happened, and I was at a friend's birthday/holiday party the beginning of December in Bucktown, and my friends Tony, Chris, and Scott are there, like Hard Rock, Coco, and Joe. They just kept calling me Elf on the Shelf all night, and I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, we celebrated Christmas. We just didn't do that specific tradition with the whole doll around, and they showed me a picture. I was like, I get it. He's got, like, brown hair and everything, and then I saw it parodied on Saturday Night Live, and I thought it would just be really funny to do it as, like, a silly holiday card. And I got the red onesie. It's literally $30, $40 at Beatnik's on Halstead in Lakeview in Boys Town.
Yeah.
I don't know how to sew. And I went to Michael's craft store and I cut the collar out. You know, like in the beginning, you know, John, when you're talking about the costume, like it looked like If you would have seen like the back workings of it, you'd been like, wow, this is held by hope and a dream and some peppermints because the mittens were just socks from Marshalls, and I cut I had a Santa hat, and I cut the ball off the top, and I put a wire hanger, and I put some like Walgreens plastic bags in there to keep it up. And I took this Elfie picture at my friend's house. He's a photographer. And then I posted it online, and everyone was just like, are you doing it again? Are you doing it? It just became, and then the next, that was 2012. And the next year, my friend Sean Lewis, who works at WGN, got me in touch with Jeff Hoover. And then all of a sudden, before I know it, I'm on the morning news with Paul Conrad doing the courtesy counter on a shelf. The lights went out during the broadcast. It was just crazy. Like, and all I kept thinking was like, Walt Disney, just keep talking, just keep talking, just keep talking. And then all of a sudden I was doing it the next year, and everyone's like, can you do this event? Can you do that? And I was like, over time it starts to get more formalized, and then, oh my gosh, I can go on forever. I mean, I didn't have a 2014 website. I didn't know how to do a website. So I went on Weebly.com and created the realelf.com. And I claimed Facebook and Twitter.
You started all this yourself from scratch. And I want to get to the part, which I think is so absolutely astounding, is that you were on Shark Tank with your brand. Tell me how that happened, and tell us what happened on that show.
My grandma Marion, who lived to be 99, must be looking over me from above, because so at that point, I had been doing The Real Elf for about 9 seasons. And so 2020 happened, and we all know how 2020 was. And then the beginning of 2021. Now, at this point, I'm working a full-time job. My full-time job is working in the Leo Burnett building as an executive manager support, assistant for in the Leo Burnett building. So I'm working my job, and then the beginning of 2021, what happened? And Shark Tank found me on Instagram, and I got an email, and it said, we love your brand. We love what you're doing. Like, would you be interested and hearing about the audition process and auditioning? And I'm that person, I always say you can't grow from no. And I was like, what do I have to lose, right? And there's no guarantee that you even get a chance to pitch. So I auditioned. I went to Frosty's Christmas Bar in Chicago, where they're amazing people. They do Frosty's. Mm-hmm. So I did my audition tape there. So I had Nutcrackers. They're big. I'm only 5'3", by the way. So everything's bigger than me. So I had these over the top decorations, I did my audition tape, I sent it in, and it's not a guarantee. So you just keep moving forward through the process. So I kept moving forward. I actually didn't even get into the tank until September. And then you don't even find out till 3 weeks before it's even going to air. So it aired December 10th of 2021. And it really was just like, it just felt like a total validation of what I was doing and getting to share my story and what it's about. I do a lot with Immerman Angels, who provides free one-on-one cancer support. So I'm a volunteer mentor and cancer survivor with them since 2013. So we started doing Elfgrams. I did a collaboration with them in 2020. We did Elfgrams, so personalized holiday digital messages, and all the for $50, and all the money went to Immerman Angels. And then 2021 happened, and Shark Tank was like, "Well, what do you need? What could help your business?" And I was like, "Well, it's just me. So if I can build an app like Cameo of the North Pole, that would be amazing. That I can make the holidays accessible all over the world at any given time." And that's pretty much what happened. It was like, it's a much more in-depth process, but I mean, you have to go through every single detail of your business, your financials. You have to, anything that lives on that set is your responsibility. You have to ship all your stuff out there. It really made me look at what I do. And, I felt like, wow, I can, and I popped out of a present. You got to see it. It's really fun.
I mean, it was spectacular.
Just like, I'm in a red onesie. It's not a bad day. You know, like I was, it was really, I went out there by myself. So I'm like literally in a red onesie by myself, like in California. You know, just a typical Friday night for me, really.
but you were rejected by all of the sharks, except you had a huge fan in Barbara Corcoran. So tell me, what did she say to you, and how did she come to love your brand so much? What did she say?
What was really interesting is like, you don't have any interaction with them beforehand. So I didn't even know who the sharks are until the day of. And the reason why I say this is because we had, there's a group of five people and they tell you, they're like, you're going to go second. I'm like, okay. And one of the, and they said, all the sharks are going to be this person. And then, and they didn't even say Barbara's name. And one of the other groups there, they said, wait, our producer said Barbara's going to be there. And the guy looks at the call sheet and he goes, oh, you're right. It is Barbara today. So I thought it was interesting because I researched all of them. So it almost, I didn't think Barbara was going to be there. And then when I pitched, I'm up there and she said, you know, why is this important to you? And, you know, how did this start? Like we were talking about. And I said, I do a lot with Immigrant Angels. And this is sort of like a holiday reminder of, you know, there's so much going on. And we need, like John and I were talking about earlier, there's just like, we need more joy in the world. Mm-hmm. And I was telling her about the Immigrant Angels connection and talking about it. And she's like, well, I don't feel like you're motivated by money. Would you willing to give up every $25 for every $50 made? And I said, well, if it would help someone, absolutely. And I wasn't expecting anything. I mean, if it, win, lose or draw, I was still going back to a, like a full-time job and salary and benefits. I didn't like mortgage my house or, you know, I don't have a house, so there's nothing to mortgage. But she said, she goes, I'm sitting here interested in, and I really want to see you do well. She goes, you lead with your heart and you make the world a better place. And we don't have enough. She's like, you're one of those guys and you wear your heart on your sleeve and we don't have, and I'll never forget that. Cause it's just like when there's people outside of your friends and family zone that like are kind of seeing what you're doing. Mm-hmm. Not that you like need that validation, but it was just like, I mean, I could talk about this forever because you feel like you're a deer in headlights. I don't even really remember all that, what she said. I've watched the video, of course, like 1,000 times. But after I got the deal, I remember being like, what did I agree to? What happened? I was like bawling my eyes out. And I said, I don't even know what just happened. You know, I don't know what am I obligated to do right now? And I felt like, maybe they just had me on because I was a character and it was just going to be this like silly little thing. And it wasn't going to, like, I wasn't really going to ever get a deal or whatever. And it was really like this moment of like, wow, this is something. And so that really was incredible. And she's been very supportive and,
Well, you got a hell of a deal. You got like $125,000 and, you know, it was part of it was a loan. Part of it was cash. I mean, it looks like she absolutely was crazy about you as a person and also for what you do. So kudos for winning.
Well, and she was wearing red that day.
Yes, that's what I was going to say.
I watched the clip.
Yes.
I'm like, Barbara is elf. Red. Yeah, Barbara's elf-like herself.
Yeah, exactly.
So there you go.
She's an elf mother. Like I've watched. She's been there since the beginning. Yeah, she's a mothering elf. The thing is, I think I was researching all of them, and you know, and the thing is, there's no rhyme or reason to why they say yes or no. I mean, there was the episode I was on was all holiday products, and two people got deals and two people didn't, and there were people that were, they had the products in stores and everything and still didn't get a deal. So it's very interesting of the things that they, sometimes they gravitate towards energy or a gut in their feeling. Sometimes they
I
are
think
just
everybody
like, nope,
gravitates
not today.
Towards energy. I think everybody does. And you've got energy in spades. So I'm not surprised.
Well, you and me both. We're both Geminis. We both have the same birthday. That's why I told John, I said, watch out. There's four of us here today.
Well, there's a lot of truth to that. There's no question. Let me ask you another question. Besides the Shark Tank, what's another memorable elf moment that you could share with us?
You know, there's just these moments when people will tell you exactly what's going on in their life in their moment. And I met a woman this holiday and she's like, my husband just divorced me. My daughter's out of the country. And just sometimes people just, they want to just feel good and they want to feel joy. And you can be kind of that outlet for like a second. Aww. You know, I mean, there's been so many moments of visiting people and, you know, I visited Lurie Children's with Immigrant Angels and we've done, and it's just like, it just runs the gamut really from little kids to like adults who are just like, if the holidays are not for you, I get it. Like if it's not for you, then it's not for you. But like, let the people who want to celebrate the holidays, let them do their thing. You know,
for sure.
Like,
great advice.
You know what I mean? Yep. There's people who are just kind of like, if someone says Merry Christmas, just say thank you. One time I was on Michigan Avenue, I said to this woman, I go, Happy Holidays. And she goes, I'm Mormon. I'm like, gee, it's like it's on your forehead. Okay. Like, I don't know you're Mormon.
Right.
You know? And she I spun it around. I said, well, how about Happy Day? And she smiled and she walked away. You know, so it's just like, yeah, there's a lot of great memories for sure. Yeah.
You have a wonderful way of handling people, Tommy. And if people would go, I mean, you're on your website, therealelf.com, you have videos of you walking down around the street, and you've got this darling handmade little photo poster that says, take an Elfie. And you're with all these strangers, and people are hugging you and smiling. And I mean, it's like you're the second coming of the elf, and there you are. And people just
well,
really
I've never been called the second coming.
But people well, relate you know, to you in such a wonderful way, and it's an absolute joy to see how you interact with everybody. So you really
thank
have
you.
A wonderful
I know I really appreciate that
personality.
Like, I think the thing is like I always say like when I'm in a red onesie, it's not a bad day. You know, like when like getting where I'm going and everything, I go, if my day is getting up and getting in a red onesie, and if I'm whatever is happening, if it's crazy or stressful or whatever, I'm like, I'm in California right now. I came for the LA Rams game. I was like, it was pouring rain. All this stuff is going on. I'm like, if my day is I'm getting on a plane to go to California, to go to the LA Rams game, to deliver presents and create joy, I'm like, it's not a bad day. You know, well, like I can't be like, oh, you know,
no, tell us about that. I know I saw on your Instagram that you were at the Rams game all dressed in your outfit. And what exactly was your purpose there? How'd that come about?
Well, I'm like a Discover card. I'm everywhere you want to be during the holidays. Like I just go everywhere. So, I mean, you don't get any points. You're not going to get any points on your credit card, but, no, last year the LA Rams reached out to me. You know, people come in your life for a reason. So there was a girl that I knew from Chicago, and she moved to LA, and she ended up doing experiential marketing for LA Rams, and their game landed on Christmas Day, and they're like, we need the real elf. And I was like, this is incredible. So they had me come back, and their game was last night, and it was the LA Rams versus the Saints. So the if people haven't watched, I don't know if they'll tell you, but let's just say Saint Nick didn't win.
Let's say that your elf-like spirit helped him.
It was great. And there's two kids that we surprised with a gift that was on their Christmas list. There was a little girl that wanted an electric scooter, and there was a little boy, not only wanted a PS5, but he wanted a PlayStation Spider-Man PS5. Oh. And they literally bought the gifts that morning so the kids would have them that evening.
Oh.
Was really cool. So they had no idea that they were getting those. And so fun day.
Who were the kids? Were they from some charity or just random children picked off the street or what?
I asked about that last year. I'm not a part of the selection of that, but I asked, and it sounds like there's some after school program, almost like in Chicago, how there's off the street club.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a program like that. So, but the day is wonderfully crazy. It is a well-oiled machine. I mean, they had kids from another program. They all got trips to Disney. I mean, there's all this programming that's going on. So everybody's got their hand in something, and I'm holding a Spider-Man PS5, and there's like Uber Eats like carts over there, and there's, oh my gosh. And then there's a guy dressed up as a Ram over there.
I love it.
It's so cool. It really is fun. You gotta sometimes, right, John, you kind of pinch yourself like, I get to do this.
And
I was talking to the Santa that was there, and you know, like, you know how you said you got started, and you know, you have your grandma's glasses, maybe you have your grandma's beard too. I don't know.
I don't know.
But the guy, the Santa I was talking to said he only started 2 years ago, and he's been, you know, doing all these great things. And the last week I met another Santa who started literally 3 years ago, and he's 64. And I said, how did you start? And he goes, well, I was in the hospital with COVID really bad. I have three older boys. They're all in their 20s. And my beard started to grow out. And they all were like, dude, dad, you need to do Santa. So that's how he gets. I mean, so that's why it says it's such a happy accident. Like, I didn't wake up one day and say, oh, I'm going to get a onesie. Like, my friends were joking, and it turned into this thing. And then all of a sudden, like, it just became this holiday tradition. And it's like every year I'm like, am I going to do it again? And it's just such a blessing. And like, you know, for you both to have me on, and just like, this is such a beautiful Friday just to talk about the holidays. And I think people, we need some like good, healthy holiday reminders, because I think the holidays are fun. It's crazy. It's overwhelming. It can be depressing. It's it can be a real big positive and negative trigger for people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because
that's
we, especially now post pandemic, where everybody's trying to make up for lost time. And
mm-hmm.
I literally right before I went to came here, I ran into a friend and I said, "How's it going? What are you doing for Christmas?" He goes, "Well, we're going to visit my you know, my partner's family, and they're all the way like in, you know, nowhere, you know, Illinois." And he goes, "Now we have to bring a dish from somewhere all over the world, and then we have to dress up as that like dish." And I go, "What is going on?" And I was like, and I go, "This is, we went from not doing anything for 3 years to now I have to dress up as like a casserole." Yeah. And you know, like, what the hell, you know, like, what the heck? And it was just like, so it's just so funny that we want to do fun things. And you know how it is, the holidays, like, well, who's hosting and traveling and all this stuff. So yeah. I think it just this way, at the end of the day, just remember, like, it's just supposed to be fun and it's relaxing and just do what you want to do and your bandwidth. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, but don't like, you know, like, if you don't want to do anything, that's fine. But I mean, it's just like, it just means having your favorite cocktail at your favorite place, you know, totally. Like, I love the Tortoise Club, you know, mm-hmm. and going to Chicago, yeah. or whatever, you know. I mean, it's so different now because, you know, Chicago, we don't have people going downtown every day like it used to. So it's not like,
that's true.
But,
yeah.
but it's great to have outlets like you and John and 900 North Michigan Shops and these people really creating, because, you know, we're the creators, right? So we try to do as best we can. And because no one, everybody else in a great way shows up and enjoys it. So, mm-hmm. you know, we kind of get to create the activities that people.
Oh, we have so much fun doing that. Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't it? I mean, you and I've met like over the years, like even before I started elfing, that's how long we've known each other.
Just started elfing. I love it.
Yeah. Well, I know. I just say elfing. What are you doing tonight? I'm like, I'm elfing. I'm taking elfies.
Now, let me ask you on that point. Now, after the holidays are over, and what do you turn into a leprechaun, or what happens? Do you have other gigs, or what do you do?
I just go to bed. I sleep. I don't know about you. I'm like a bear. I go hibernate. No, I'm basically on my like myself, my own Eras tour right now. So I was working for a company for about 5 years, and then in July, I was like, I really just need to take a break. And mm-hmm. so now I've just been elfing and trying to, you know, do my own mental health tour. And I'm going to just start the new year fresh. And I've just got some things I really want to focus on. And I really can't see myself going back to corporate America. So I'm really No, I mean, this is going to be my 12th. Next year will be season 12. So I think, I got a really great thing going, and there's a lot of other things I really want to do. Like, I really want to build beyond just being hired in person. So it's almost mm-hmm. like Oprah of the holidays or RuPaul of the North Pole, where I can have other offerings. Like, you know, I want to definitely do a kid's book, and I would love to do like a play or a one man show or some one elf show or whatever it is. And, you know, I just have so many ideas. Yeah.
Could you
imagine it'd be funny if I'm sitting on a mantle just telling elf stories?
That's wonderful.
Like, I can
know?
Absolutely
and so I've
see
got,
it.
Like, you know, what I love about it is like, this is my, this is my creative outlet. And it's like, it's like, no one can tell you that you're doing it wrong. And it's just the one thing that I've had, like, consistent in my life.
Yeah.
So it's just been really a blessing. And I just like, I'm probably just exhausted, but I'm emotionally exhausted, but
no,
it's just been
listen,
so great.
Tommy,
and I, like,
you know,
I just absolutely love it.
You know, you wear your, like Barbara Corcoran said, here's your sensitivity is what makes you so successful. I mean, you are sensitive to everybody's needs, their personalities. When little kids come up, you can read them like a book and tell if they're happy or sad. You know where to put your love. I mean, I've seen you in action, and I have always been impressed and admire you so much. And, you know, you were talking about a one-man elf show. You know, a friend of mine just wrote a musical called Eleanor's Very Merry Christmas Wish, and it's a musical.
Oh,
and,
cute.
You know, she writes these children's books, and I'd love to hook you up with her, because I think between the two of you, there might be some synergy there and maybe a possible project.
I would love to. Absolutely. Yeah. And like I said, you can't grow from no. I would love, I think just what I see for all of us too in the future, it's like, it's, you really just got to connect with like-minded people. Like, mm-hmm. don't be around people that are going to tell you how not to do something. You know,
God, no.
If I would have said no to all the things, I wouldn't, you know, be here. I mean, I understand not everybody wants to be in a onesie or looks good in a red onesie.
No, but you knew what made you happy, and you walked through all the doors to get there, and that's what you have to do. I mean, you can't be afraid to go down a certain path, whether anybody says yes or no to you is beside the point. It's how you feel yourself. So I do admire you for following your elf dream.
Cheers to that. Yeah,
cheers to that. Absolutely.
Cheers. So John, maybe peace to that.
Yeah, maybe John, you could be the Santa to his elf.
Yeah, I knew that was coming.
Act on the road, I could see it. I could be your manager.
Oh, we yes. Have, oh, yes. They both reach for the gun. It's going to be like Chicago. But it's going to be like the movie Chicago, but Christmas. It's
you know,
going to be Roxy Hart and Thelma Kelly.
There's something about
and Candace is matron Mama Morton.
There's something about the trust that happens when you step into the role of an elf or a Santa. I can't speak for the elf mm-hmm. part, but I can tell you, as a Santa, when you get kids and I know you've experienced this, when you have young people or anybody really connect with you, like you said, they tell you things they don't tell other people. There's something magical about that, and there's a sacred trust that happens. And I think mm-hmm. you know, you're right, there's a book here somewhere, there's a stage thing somewhere, plus I think there's a somewhat of a reality show. Can you imagine a camera following him around doing this?
Oh, it would be phenomenal. Oh, yeah. At the holidays. Yeah. Tommy, there's something you get now. You've got all these ideas.
Get
that
to work.
John and I,
get
oh,
to work.
I know. Cut I know. Us in for
it's the best blessing that I have, because it's one of those things where see it, and that's why I say, like, I would love to connect with other people, because it's just me. So I do what we all do the best we can in our bandwidth in such mm-hmm. a condensed period of time. Because yeah. you can't do, you know, you can do right. Christmas in July, but you really yeah. can't do it any other time of the year. And so I try to do as much as I can. And but that's also like, you know, to all of our, you know, credit, it's like you learn so much by doing a lot yourself. And I've got asked for help for sure. Like so many people mm-hmm. have helped me along the way, and mm-hmm. I've got so much advice and so much direction and, mm-hmm. you know, and you get a lot of people say, hey, you should do this and you should do this and you should do this. And I go, I just try to do what I can in my bandwidth, and I try to, you know, and just yeah. make it happen. And also, like, you know, you got to take care of yourself and sleep and everything, but it's so right. much fun. I'm like, I kind of run on this, like, candy cane adrenaline high. It's like
I
insane.
Yeah,
and then
sure.
and then I just kind of crash, and then yeah. and,
well, you
and
spend it, all your energy in a very short time. So,
but it's now, something Tommy, that gets me through the holidays. You know, it really is something that gets me through the holidays.
Yeah,
it's crazy. My brother's birthday is actually today, and then my cousin's birthday is on Christmas Day. So we always have a lot of fun things going on. You know, besides
do you
just
go back home for Christmas, or what do you do for Christmas?
Well, that's a good question. So post pandemic, so it's kind of changed, because when my parents had downsized their house, so they don't really have the house to host everybody. So we usually go to my aunt and uncles. Mm-hmm. But my cousins and their wives, they switch off between the seasons. So normally I'd be at home for Christmas, but because I'm out here, I'm going to be out here for Christmas. And then, you know, they all live in the burbs. So I don't, mm-hmm. no one lives more than 20 minutes from each other.
Oh,
so,
I love it.
You know, and some of them are doing their, like, making up for some lost time and doing some vacation things too.
Oh, that's good.
Think,
I love
and
that.
All that stuff. So we're all like, we see each other all the time. And then, and then I'm just going to be, I'm actually out here, till January 4th. I'm going to go to, I'm in LA now, and then I'm going to be in Vegas next week. And then I'm going to go to Palm Springs for New Year's.
Oh, excellent. Well, you've got great plans. You know, well, listen, before I catch you loose, I want to ask you a question. What kind of advice would you give for people who are trying to find their inner elves?
Well, you know, first of all, try to maybe start with get your own red onesie. It really does help. I mean, it really, you can get yourself a onesie and mittens. I think that, you know, no, actually, when I write a book, I think what I really want the book to be about is you all can be an elf for somebody else. You don't have to dress up as an elf. Mm-hmm. You can just, if you're just be a good person, like if you want to mm-hmm. do something good for somebody, we all, no matter what someone celebrates, you can be an elf just follow those good qualities, and you know, you're on the right path.
I mean,
the wearing the red onesie is a bonus. That's just a bonus. Oh, well,
that's a bonus, you know? For you. It'd be a bonus for me too if I could fit into something. I couldn't even get an arm in that onesie. Anyway, we love you so much, Tommy. Thank you.
That's why it's stretch.
It wouldn't stretch enough for me, but that's another story and another show. We love you, honey. Thanks for coming on with us, and thanks for being who you are. You spread so much joy.
You both too. I always say, you know, it takes three, otherwise we'd just be that's like by ourselves. So thank you for having me. I said we're gonna have to block out 4 hours. This is only part one, ladies and gentlemen.
he's coming back as a leprechaun.
Merry Christmas, Tommy. Thank you.
Merry Christmas, Tommy. Merry thank Christmas, you, honey.
John, Merry bye-bye. Christmas, Candace. Bye-bye. Love you both.
Love you too.
Peace,
honey.
Love, Elfies. Happy New Year. Merry Christmas.
If you can't get in the spirit with Tommy Hall, the real elf, then you are a true Grinch. Because,
you know, I will tell you, I think that the there's a real spirit to Christmas and the holidays in general. It's easy to get jaded. You know, it's easy. It's right. It's so easy to forget so much of what the magic is when people give to each other. And I was watching the Rams game last night. I did not know he was there.
Oh goodness!
Which
yeah.
First of all, I'm glad the Rams won. I've been a fan forever. Yeah. And second, another win that he was there doing what he does. But, you know, a lot of people say there's so much going on in the world that's bad and difficult, and that's true. Mm-hmm. But had he not been on the show, you know, no one else would have heard that he was there doing such good things for people and that he does good things for people all around there, not just at the game last night, and that one person matters.
One person, and he's touched thousands of people, I'm telling you. I mean, truly, his videos and as his things on Instagram, he shares so many photos. If you see these people's faces, and then, you know, and people see him on the street and they're in cars and their faces just light up. I mean, he really is that he reflects.
He's an elf.
He's the real
elf.
He reflects the true meaning of Christmas.
I've always felt that the spirit of Christmas calls to each of us in our own way. My job was to be Santa for 20 years. He's the real elf. Your house is 24/7, 365
Christmas. 24/7, 365
Christmas,
right. No question about it. And I wouldn't have it any other way.
Perfect.
And Chuck told me that if I wanted to keep my tree up all year long, that I can certainly do it. So I'm thinking about doing that this year.
You might want to do it.
I'm telling you. It's you know, it's got changeable lights. They can be white. They can be, you know, colored. I've got one of those Balsam Hill Christmas trees that are so fabulous. I just love it. And yeah, so I'm thinking about it.
What was Christmas like for you as a kid down in Dupo?
Oh, God. Well, you know, I come from divorced parents. They divorced when I was two. So I had good news, bad news. I had two Christmases, you know, two sets of toys. And I would go to my dad's house on the weekend, and he'd have a real tree, a beautiful big real tree with all these ornaments. And he'd show me all the ornaments, and we had the nativity scene. And then I go home to my mom, and my mom had one of those aluminum trees, you know, with the colored
lights.
So I had a little bit of all types of Christmas. And those were great memories. And then when Chuck and I got married, we would go out to Lake Forest to his sister's house where her husband and his kids and her kids and big chaos ensued. And it was just fabulous. And now, sadly, you know, so many people are gone. And that's another thing that happens at Christmas. You know, you think about everybody that you're missing. And I mean, it's harder to get into a festive spirit the older you get because you're losing so many friends and family members. But I try to keep it going. I mean, alcohol helps, so all's good.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Yeah, it's about almost time. I've been sitting on a nice thing of eggnog with a little something-something in it for about 2 weeks. And after we're done with this show, I'll be cracking that open and have a box of Jingle Cookies with it.
Oh, you couldn't have better. Now, what is your favorite Christmas tradition?
Tradition? Oh, boy. So I have this little light-up house that I had growing up, and then it was lost, and so I found another one. It's not the original, but this little light-up house, you put the batteries in, and I, you know, when I was a kid, my dad would light this thing. We had a fireplace in our house on the northwest side of Chicago, and he'd perch it up there. Yeah, and he would, you know, he'd put, you know, burn logs in there, and he had this stuff he'd sprinkle on it at Christmas, and it would glow and turn different colors, and, you know, we had the tree and the fake snow in the windows. But, oh, yeah, over the top. And I think I said in one of the last shows we did, you know, this, he would always wait till, like, it was the worst weather to put the Christmas decorations outside. He's hanging off the gutters and, You know, he'd come in just totally frozen, but a big smile on his face. So I have these memories of my mom and dad putting this Christmas together, you know, kind of last minute, but every corner had something in it. And there's this little house. When you click the thing on the back, it lights up. And I always thought, God, I want to live in a house like that since I was a kid. And I found one, like I said, the first one, who knows where, when I was able to find a replica. And so when I turn that light on, I think of them.
Oh, God, isn't that a wonderful thing? I love memories like that. You are so lucky.
Yeah.
You know, I have an ornament on my tree that my second grade teacher knitted for me.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. I mean, every single ornament on our tree has a very special memory. I've got ornaments from every place we've ever visited.
Oh, wow.
You know, we used to go to the Rockettes show at in New York every Christmas season. And so I've got all those beautiful ornaments for the Rockettes. And I mean, I just absolutely love collecting Christmas ornaments and, you know, memorabilia and things like that. So, and we always have Christmas music playing all day
long.
Oh
boy, oh boy, oh boy. And so, I got some lined up because I got to tell you one thing before we jump in real quick.
Yeah.
Why didn't they just call Andy Williams Mr. Christmas? Is what I want to know.
Yes. He definitely was Mr. Christmas.
No doubt. And Johnny Mathis.
Johnny Mathis. Now there's my guy. I love him. So what are some of your like top three Christmas songs?
So I have my three Christmas songs already to go, my top three that I'm always connected to. First one is Brenda Lee, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree.
Oh, definitely.
Yes.
Now, you know, we were going to have my little high school friend, Tommy Hunley, on today.
Yes.
To talk about this because he is a 50-year friend of Brenda Lee. I mean, he has known her forever. They are huge fans. They talk. And he was going to share some stories with us about her, but he had sort of a tragedy in his family, so he couldn't be here today. But I really do want to get him back because I'd love to know about her from a friend's perspective. I mean, you know, after 60 years, this woman's finally got a number one hit. I mean, I just think it's amazing.
I know. And, you know, and the guy that wrote it, Johnny Marks, was in the Army when he wrote the song. He's long gone, but his kids are still cashing checks.
Oh, that's great. That is great. I mean, she's a winner of the Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award. She's won other Grammys. And she's 79 years old now, and she released this hit when she was 13 years old.
Yeah.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling. You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear. Bows of party, rocking around the Christmas tree, have a happy holiday. Everyone dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way.
So there's that, and then there's the White Christmas, but it's the I'm boop boop a dreaming of a white white Christmas.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where those treetops. Listen, and children, listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. The snow. But then I am dreaming of a white Christmas. With every Christmas card I write, may your days, be merry and bright. And may all your Christmases be white.
My favorite song?
Yeah, so I have your three. Now you tell me what you're looking for, because I got stuff for you.
Okay, well, you know, I've got a lot of ones, but the first one that I love that's brand new, I mean, because I love, you know, I was in that DJ era, I mean, disco era, Cher's new song,
yep.
DJ Play Me a Christmas Song. I mean, that thing will have you dancing all night.
I'd play it, except they'd probably sue us, so pick something else.
Okay, well, let me think of, oh here's one. Oh my God, Christmas in Dixie by Alabama.
By now in New York City, there's snow on the ground. And out in California, the sunshine's falling down. And maybe down in Memphis, Graceland's all in light. And in Atlanta, Georgia, there's peace on earth tonight. Christmas in Dixie, it's snowing in the pines. Merry Christmas from Dixie to everyone tonight. It's windy in Chicago. The kids are out of school. There's magic in Motown. The city's on the move.
It's a peaceful Christmas time. Christmas in Dixie. It's snowing in the pines. Merry Christmas from Dixie to everyone tonight. And from Fort Payne, Alabama, Merry Christmas tonight.
That is beautiful. And also, I love this song. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas.
Yeah, I know. I had a little trouble finding that one. So, but I am a huge fan of Judy Garland, and I know she's on your list.
Yeah. But, oh, so you can't find I Want a Hippopotamus.
No, couldn't find it.
Oh, my God. You're kidding me.
Sorry.
All right. Well, I like Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas by Judy Garland.
Yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year all our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a make the Yuletide gay. Next year all our troubles will be miles away. Once again, as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Until then, we'll have to muddle through somehow. So have yourself a merry little Christmas
now. And then, of course, again, Mr. Christmas, along with Andy Williams, would be Johnny Mathis.
Yes, sleigh ride.
Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring, ting, tingling, too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Outside, the snow is falling and friends are calling you. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Giddy up, let's go. Let's look at the show. We're riding in a wonderland of snow. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, it's grand. Just holding your hand, we're gliding along with the song of a wintry fairyland. Our cheeks are nice and rosy and comfy, cozy are we. We've snuggled close together like two birds of a feather would be. Let's take that road before us and sing a chorus or two. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. There's a birthday party at the home of Farmer Gray. It'll be the perfect ending of a perfect day. We'll be singing the songs we love to sing without a single stop. At the fireplace where we'll watch the chestnuts pop. Pop, pop, pop. There's a happy feeling nothing in the world can buy. When they pass around the coffee and the pumpkin pie, it'll nearly be like a picture print by Courier and Ives. These wonderful things are the things we remember all through our lives. These wonderful things are the things we remember all through our lives. Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring-ting-tingling too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Giddy-yup, 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 let's go. Let's look at the show. We're riding in a wonderland of snow. Giddy-yup, 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 it's grand. Just holding your hand, we're gliding along with the song of a wintry fairyland. Nice and rosy and comfy, cozy are we. We'd snuggle close together like two birds of a feather would be. Let's take that road before us and sing a chorus of two. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Fabulous. Oh, those are so good.
And my final one on the way out the door, I know you have some events and stuff, but the final wrap-up for Christmas, I got to go to the King.
Silver bells, it's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day. City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. And on every street corner you'll hear silver bells, it's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day. Strings of streetlights, even stoplights, blink a bright red and green as the shoppers rush home with their treasures. Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. And above all this bustle you hear silver bells, it's Christmas time in the city. ring the ling, hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day.
You thought I was going to say Elvis, didn't you?
I certainly did, because you know I talked to Priscilla.
I know,
again.
I know.
And we're going to save that clip for next time, or
yeah, next time. Next time.
All right. Well, I do have a few events I'd like to mention, just quickly.
Yes.
That Four Seasons Hotel hosted Wings, which is the agency that protects men, women, and children from domestic violence abuse. They raised $700,000 at their brunch recently, which was spectacular. That the Knollwood Country Club, Sherry Lee Fox, who's a friend of mine, really good friend of mine, beautiful woman, and she hosted a Christmas party there for about 100, 150 of her girlfriends, and she requested that each of them bring a toy for the Chicago Lighthouse. So they had hundreds and hundreds of toys that were delivered to the Lighthouse kids because of her and her generosity. And so, let's see what else. Oh, I'm judging The World of Chocolate on Thursday, February 9th at Union Station. And it will be so much fun. So that's it. Until our next podcast adventure, which will be on December 28th, may your days be filled with love, your nights with peace, and your heart with the joy of the season.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, Merry Christmas. You too. Oh.